this is it. The 24th of July could be the date that the Premier League title was won. Some of the biggest news that you could possibly imagine has just landed. Now, the name that I'm about to say to you is incredibly important. The name is Craig Hope. Craig Hope of the Daily Mail. Now, the reason that I'm really accentuating who delivered this story is because Craig Hope is about as reliable as you were going to get with regard to matters in the Northeast. The fact that this has come from Craig Hope really is significant. It means it's true, it means that we can count on it, it means it's genuine, and it means that it has happened. This is no longer rumour, this is no longer conjecture, this is no longer gossip on the internet. This is fact, because if it's come from Craig Hope, we can take it as gospel. So Alexander Isak wants to leave Newcastle United. It is now a fact that Alexander Isak is agitating for a move away from Newcastle United. This really is huge, because there's only one possible suitor. When you think about clubs that could actually realistically make this move for Alexander Isak work, there is literally only one club. I'm immediately discounting the opportunity of Al Hilal signing Alexander Isak. I see it as nonsense, and I don't really want to talk about it anymore. The only club that can actually make this work, it's Liverpool. Liverpool are his only possible destination. And now he is openly looking for a move. Liverpool have the green light to try and trigger a move. They have the green light to try and possibly spend, what, 150 million quid? Alexander Isak has not gone to Singapore with his teammates. I therefore believe that Alexander Isak will never play for Newcastle United again. The fact that he has already turned his back on his teammates, he has left Eddie Howe, he has not travelled with his team, it makes it impossible for him to play for them again. So he will be leaving Newcastle United. Therefore, he needs a new club. Therefore, he will have to play somewhere else. And surely now, the only way that he can continue his career, his glowing career, his glittering career, is by playing for Liverpool Football Club. And I feel like this was always going to happen. You know, I did a video with Ade Oladipo on this very channel just yesterday, where we spoke about the potential of this happening. And Ade, despite being a Liverpool fan, maybe you adopt a slightly more pessimistic outlook when you are a Liverpool fan. He said that he didn't think this was possible to get over the line. I always felt like it was possible. It actually feels like an obvious fit. What we have at the moment is we have the best striker in the league currently playing for the team that finished fifth in the league. So the best striker plays for the fifth best team. That isn't how things usually align. What usually happens is the best striker plays for the best team. The best striker competes for the title. The best striker competes for European silverware. And Alexander Isak is not capable of being part of a team at Newcastle United that are going to win the Premier League title. At Liverpool, almost it's a shoo-in. It's such a snug fit. And when you think about who Liverpool are currently, when you think about the Liverpool sporting project currently, there is no more inspiring project in world football than what is going on at Liverpool Football Club. And naturally, Alexander Isak wants to be a part of that. When you are as good at football as he is, when you can obviously do the business in the way that he can, he needs to be lining up with the very best. And this challenge, this project, this exciting manoeuvring that's going on at Liverpool at the moment, he's so enticing for a footballer of his quality. And if you think about now what could happen next season, we are potentially going to see something amazing. We are going to see a world where Mohamed Salah, Hugo Ekitike, Florian Wirtz and Alexander Isak play in the same team. They will all be marshalled by one of the most gifted tacticians in world football, and that is Arne Slot. Arne Slot is capable of coaxing the performance that you can't even imagine out of Alexander Isak. However good you think Alexander Isak is today, you wait until he is slotted. You wait until Arne Slot has sprinkled a bit of stardust upon him. You will see genuine magnificence. That is what Alexander Isak is capable of. And that is why, from his perspective, he is desperate for the move. Like, I like Eddie Howe. I rate Eddie Howe incredibly highly. I think he's a very good manager, and in my opinion, should be England manager. But he's not Slot. He isn't capable of elevating a player to the very best in the world. He isn't capable of inspiring a player to win a Ballon d'Or. And I don't believe that Eddie Howe will win a Premier League title. Alexander Isak will, however. And that is why the move needs to happen. That is why it feels like something else needs to happen. Because it's just such a perfect sale. It's such a perfect buy. It's such a perfect fit. You know, when you generally, if you are one of the best players in the world, over recent times, when you have gone to a club, you sacrifice something. You know, the best sporting project doesn't always align with the best club in the country. that is the case that we have here. You know, over the years, you would have to go to the best and most exciting sporting project, but you would have to sacrifice something. So, for example, over the past half a decade, if you went to Manchester City, that was the best sporting project in world football. But ultimately, you had to sacrifice playing for a big club. Alexander Isak now has everything at his disposal. He currently has everything that you would want from a footballer. Everything that you want if you're a footballer. The most inspiring possible package. You are signing for one of the biggest clubs in world football. You are signing for a behemoth. You are signing for a club whose history is laced with glory. You are signing for one of the most prestigious and iconic footballing institutions that there has ever been and ever will be. You are signing for Liverpool Football Club. Everything that has gone before, Ian St. John, Roger Hunt, right the way through to John Barnes and Ian Rush and all of the European glory that that club has established, all of the history, all of the icons that have worn that famous shirt, the live a bird upon the chest, that doesn't need to be sold in the way that other clubs do. They need to sell their project. They need to sell their brand. They need to sell what they represent. With Liverpool, you don't. You just light up a cigar. Go, do you want to play for Liverpool? Of course I want to play for Liverpool. Nobody in their right mind doesn't want to play for Liverpool, apart from Trent Alexander-Arnold, which is why that one was so baffling. Different conversation altogether, of course. But Alexander Isak now is looking at it going, I can be part of something that is a dynasty. I can be part of something that is a genuine legacy, because that is what Liverpool is securing here. If you look at the way that Liverpool are doing their business, they are doing it in a way that is securing legacy. They are adopting the traditions and the standards that have been set by the likes of Mohamed Salah, and Jurgen Klopp deserves a mention here, and of course Virgil van Dijk deserves a mention here, and the standards that have been set by that team, they are now being passed on to the next generation. And that is how you build legacy. That is how you build a dynasty. And that is what Liverpool are in the process of doing. Because they have now realised that they are mighty. And being champions almost makes you mighty. So what they're doing is, they are now throwing around their might and their financial clout and their reputation. And they are signing players from the noses of other players. From under the noses of other players. So for example, Hugo Ekitike. Let me give you an example. Hugo Ekitike was a Newcastle player. I had read that he was a Newcastle player. I had understood that he was a Newcastle player. And I was away, and I had read the headline that he was a Newcastle player. And I went to bed. I assumed that that was what had happened. And that had happened until Liverpool decided, you know what? We're going to have a cigar. We're going to have a drop of whiskey. We're going to throw our weight around. We're going to make a few phone calls. We're going to do a bit of posturing. We are going to get our man. We are going to ignore Newcastle's pursuit. We're going to blow them out the water with who we are. We're going to bring him in. And they're doing it again here. Gone are the days where Liverpool miss out on players. Gone are the days when Liverpool lose their best players to other clubs, other Premier League clubs, other European clubs. Gone are those days. You know, over the years, you think of the times that Liverpool have got really close to a player and the player, for one reason or another, has chosen a different sporting project or footballing institution. For example, Sol Campbell, when he left Tottenham. Sol Campbell could easily have ended up a Liverpool player. Liverpool were pursuing him. Liverpool wanted him. But Arsenal were mighty at the time. Arsenal were double winners. Arsene Wenger's sporting project was more enticing than what was going on at Liverpool at the time. And therefore, Sol Campbell went to Arsenal. Damien Duff, when he left Blackburn Rovers, one of the most exciting footballers in world football, Damien Duff went to Chelsea when it looked like he was going to Liverpool. Nemanja Vidic, when he looked like he was going to Liverpool, he ultimately ended up at Manchester United. Not anymore. This is Liverpool's era. This is Liverpool's time. It's now Liverpool who are doing the gazumping, throwing their might around. They are the champions and they are using the power that goes with that. And that's how you do business. That's how you create legacy. That is how you become a true great. And anybody that is getting the hump with Liverpool, you're missing the point. This is what they are supposed to do. When you are champions, you enhance yourselves. You make it very difficult for anybody to wrestle that title from you. And I think Steven Gerrard used the quote, and I think it's so perfect from Gerrard. The quote was that you fix the roof when the sun is shining. You don't wait for it to rain to sign a good striker. You don't wait for it to rain to bring in Ekitike. You don't wait for a desperation to ensue before you make these moves. You fix the roof when the sun is shining. You strengthen when you're at your strongest. It's what Chelsea did when we created a dynasty. We had a situation where we had the best midfield in the league. this young, prodigious player was doing the business in France. Everybody wanted to sign him. His name was Michael Essien. We already had the best midfield, but we signed him anyway. And this is what you do. You throw your weight around. And now you've got a situation where Liverpool have already got Wirtz through the door. They've already got Ekitike through the door. And just imagine how they're going to line up. Just imagine what he's going to do with a front line, front four, that I just mentioned there. Think of the way that he can get them to play. Like, Ekitike could play instead of Alexander Isak, or he could play alongside Alexander Isak. He could play wide, he could play through the middle. It's this gift that Arne Slot has. And remember, we are going into a season where there's an AFCON. They are going to be without Mohamed Salah, and we know that that has affected them in the past. Not anymore. That is not going to be an issue this season. So, Liverpool have actually got their man. It is truly incredible that they have brought their man in. And if you think about what this means for who Liverpool are, if you think about what this means for the statement that they have made, they are making marquee signing after marquee signing. And that is why this transfer window is going to go down in history, potentially, as the best transfer window of all time. And I genuinely mean that. And here's why. When you have a transfer window and you're already champions, I feel like you have to do two things, and they're very important things. What you have to do is, you have to fix your squad. So sign where you need signings, right? And they've done that, and they've done that perfectly. They've identified the chinks in the armour. They've identified the Achilles heel of the squad. So, for example, where did Liverpool need to improve? If you'd said this 6 weeks ago, where did Liverpool need to improve? You would go, left back. Andy Robertson, for example, he needs help. He isn't quite the player that he once was, the dominant, marauding fullback. That isn't who he is anymore. He didn't have a great season. Tsimikas isn't good enough to play for Liverpool. So what do? They identify the best in class that they can possibly get, and they go and they sign him. They need a striker. What do? They go and they sign the best in class in Ekitike that they can get without any kind of transfer saga, and they get him in, and they get him in early, and they get him training with the squad, and they get him on the Far East tour, and he's gone. In the bag, done. Then what do, though? Then it's about statements. So they'd already got Wirtz in, and they made the best statement that they possibly could, but then it's about the marquee player, where you throw your weight around. And now, it doesn't matter if Liverpool get drawn into a transfer saga. You know, if this one becomes a problem, Isak goes on strike, Liverpool put in a bid, Newcastle file complaints. You know, if it gets really murky and they get their man, it doesn't matter. If it gets really murky and they don't get their man, it doesn't matter. They've got Ekitike. They've clearly got enough goals in that team. They've already got Wirtz and Ekitike through the door. In an attacking sense, when you've already got Mohamed Salah in the team, that is clearly enough. But they want more, because winning is infectious, and we get greedy. And that is what Liverpool have done. They want it all. They want the European Cup. They want the cars and the fancy crib. And let's face it, they are going to get it. I cannot see anyone stopping them for the league. This process, this approach, the way that they've conducted themselves, the arrogance that they are launching themselves into the transfer window with, you can only admire it. And this could go down in history. I mean, when you think about the European Cup, the final being played in Budapest, I just cannot see a world where, I mean, potentially Dominic Szoboszlai in his hometown is lifting a European Cup. How can you see beyond Liverpool for the European Cup? I mean, this genuinely does feel like a dynasty. And what is Slot going to do? What is he going to do with this team? Are we going to see a front three? Are we going to see a front two of Ekitike and Alexander Isak, with Mohamed Salah supporting from a wide berth? Like, Ekitike can play in a two. Isak can play in a two. Marmoush and Ekitike played in a two together, didn't they? And I mean, it's just amazing for Liverpool and absolutely heartbreaking for Newcastle United. I mean, all of that euphoria that we saw when they won gloriously at Wembley. You know, they went to Wembley, they beat Liverpool. Everything that came with that, qualifying for the Champions League, ending the trophy drought. It was all moving on up, and suddenly it has just gone wrong. This transfer window had just been a disaster for them. Mark Gahey, James Trafford, Brian Abermo, I mean, missing out on player after player, Liam Delap, and now having the jewel in the crown taken from them. And I think that he is gone, because he's already openly said to anyone who doesn't want to listen, that he doesn't want to play for the club. Alexander Isak, I believe, has played his final game for Newcastle United. Alexander Isak, I also believe, is going to be a Liverpool player. And Today's date, make a note of it. It is an important date in history. It is the 24th of July, 2025. It's the day that the Premier League title was won. I truly believe it. Let me know your thoughts in the comments section below. Really interested to hear what you have to say about this. If you've enjoyed the video, please give it a like. Please click subscribe. Really helps me out if you would click subscribe. It would be my honour to welcome you into this community. Thank you for watching, and I look forward to reading your comments in a bit.